Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah. Toda Abba Yah. Thank you for once again to bringing us to the Shabbat. The Shabbat door is open. I'm your brother, Ari Al, here at Kol Elohim with Iblis culture, Hebrew culture, that is, bringing in the holy season. Bringing in the holy season. Our holy season is upon us tonight. We're in Yom Teruah. You know, we're in the Feast of Trumpets and everything. Hold on, let me check out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the Feast of Trumpets. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Amen. The Feast of Trumpets right now. Yahweh's holy season is upon us, and prayerfully, we all can come together and get in line with Abba's will, and get in line with Abba's will. Let me open up with a prayer before we get into the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Once again, Abba. Guiding us to your holy season, Father, for bringing us, Father. Father, ask right that all Israel taking hold of this, Father, taking hold of your holy season, your set-apart season, Father. That one day that man that you said that was going to bring all things, Father, that's going to straighten out the crooked places, Father, that you continue to send that Ruach of Eliyahu in this world that we live in, Father. So, Father, we pray and ask that Israel will be joining together throughout the world on this same day, Father, that your feast days won't be this day and that day, that we be all in one accord, Father. That's what we pray for tonight, Father, that Israel, your children, your Yaladim, Father, your holy nation, be at one accord, Father, with you and your Son and with the Holy Malachim, Father, and that we all be in accord in your holy season, Father. But for those who are taking hold of it tonight, Father, may your blessings be upon us, Father. May your Ruach move within us, Father, and may I move out the way, Father. Father, and ask and pray for all those who are ailing, Father, in any kind of way, Father, that you touch and heal them, Father, that you give them comfort, Father, and thankful that they made it today, Father, to your holy season and your Shabbat. What a blessing for a double Shabbat, Father. What a blessing. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us with love and favor, gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Also, we have the Yom Teruah blessing of tonight, too. Once I scroll down and get to it. Here we go. This is the Yom Teruah blessing. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has chosen us from every people, exalted above every tongue, and sanctified us with his commandments, and you gave us, Yahweh, our power with love. This Shabbat day and this day, if remembrance, a day of remembrance, of shofar blowing, with love, a holy convocation, a memorial of the Exodus from the Mitzrayim. From Mitzrayim, excuse me, family. For you have chosen us, and you have sanctified us above all people, and your word is true and established forever. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King over the entire earth, who sanctifies the Shabbat and Yisrael of remembrance. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Father Maria, we were just talking about Abba, being one of Abba's jewels, And I was telling them how my week been. And it wasn't a hectic week. It just was a week that was testing, very testing. It wasn't hectic. I can't say it was hectic, whereas though I really was put to a battle, but I know it was emotionally hectic for me. Emotionally hectic. Toda aki, toda. It was because of my brother, Stink, grew up with, best friend, brother, has got full-blown cancer, on hospice, just waiting to pass away. You talking about the 6'4 dude, thick, look like Brother Yabriel, muscular, real thick, stocky-like. Now he's the size of Brother Shabael. You know, and when I went to see him and was mad at myself because I didn't go to see him, I would talk to him, but I wouldn't go see him because part of me like, I don't want to see my brother like that. But we never know how we affect people on just our presence alone. We really have to come to understand that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, resides in us, and that alone brings joy to people's lives. Brings joy, and they may not, or you may not understand why when you get around a person, they just happy. They love your spirit. They love what you bring to their life, you know. And that's one thing that he always say when I get around him and we have our conversations, and he just waiting to die. Really, he just waiting to die, you know. So I had to hold back my tears as I was in there, you know, to see him like that. Because, and he has, colon cancer. Yep, colon cancer. 47 years old, young man. Young, 48. But riding, leaving his house, he lived up Park Heights, coming through the city, Baltimore, which that's where we at right now. We're in Baltimore, Maryland, which I love my city. Born and raised here. You know, although it's a war zone at times, and just came down Park Heights Avenue, got down to Pennsylvania Avenue, and you get Pennsylvania North, and it's like from Pennsylvania North all the way down to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to say Lafayette. If you was from out of town, you would think it was a Las Vegas strip on both sides. It reminds you of it's a ghetto Las Vegas strip. That's how I feel. If you ever been to Las Vegas or any sort of movie of Las Vegas, it's packed on both sides of the street. That's what it looked like. But it didn't look like no lights bright like that. It was just, wow. And you have to be thankful because Abba Yah chose you out of that, because I would have been a part of that ghetto Las Vegas strip. I would have been a part of it if he didn't pull me out of it. And that's what me and Brother Margarita was talking about. And he brought out that, wow, man, you realize that you're one of Abba's jewels? And he looked down here and he chose you. And sometimes we take that for granted, and sometimes we forget how special we are to Abba, how special we are. But what we were talking about tonight is we will continue in the lesson of why prophecies, you know. And last week we learned that we went in the first prophecy, which was Genesis 3:15, and when he said he was going to put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent seed, and we come to find out who the serpent seed was. That the serpent has a seed, he has children, he has a way. We come to find out who the woman seed was. The woman seed was Yahushua, the Savior, the one chosen to come down here and show us a righteous way. So we come to learn that there's a righteous seed in the world, there's a unrighteous seed in the world, and there's many different attributes or ways that people say it. We're sons of light or sons of darkness, you know, you could say it that way. But it's all coming to either you're a son of the Most High or you're the son of the devil. Son, daughter, both. Nobody is excluded. So, and we come to find out that was a war in heaven. You know, that how Satan thought that he should raise his throne, not over the Father, but I should be right there beside him. I'm going to put my throne up there. Although he was already in a grand position. And as a matter of fact, before I got to pause right here, I got to give kudos to my brother, Mattia. My brother called me, and he texted, and he corrected me. So I got to give him kudos for that, because what I brought out last week was incorrect. Come to find out as a further study and looking into the book where I thought it was, it wasn't in there. And what he said, that he asked a question, a simple question. He said that wasn't Michael, was he an archangel? He said, I don't think the word says he was an archangel. Under further study, Michael wasn't an archangel. So I was corrected, and I told the brother for that, and I told him. He said, first he wanted to rub it off and just put it to the side. He said, it may not be that big deal. So yes, it is. It's a big deal. You're a servant of Yahweh, you have no problem. You should not have no problem being corrected by another servant of Yahweh. You should not. I told him it was his duty to correct that if he saw something that wasn't right, if he heard something that wasn't right. It's his duty to do that. But he did it. The most important way he did it was in humility. That's what Yahushua said. He took step one when he gave the guideline, how if you have an ark with a brother. Hey, brother, you know, was that like that? He said, go in humility. And that's how he approached it. He didn't approach it as if he was high-minded, as if he was right and I was wrong. No. It's about me. It ain't about him. It ain't about nobody. It's about Abba and Abba's will, creator of the heaven and earth, Yahweh. It's about him and his will. It ain't about no one man or no one woman. It's about his will. And we, as his children, get in line with that and be corrected when he says correct them. The gift of Yah, I like that. That's a gift when he correct you. Because a good father would not... Father would not leave you out there wrong. Michael was a turban. When I said Michael was a turban, he came through. He let me know that was not true. So I'm here today in the front of my brothers and my sisters, those who are listening, and in front of the heavens and earth, in front of Yahweh, stand corrected. Stand corrected. And don't have no shame, don't have no hard feelings, don't have none of that. Love my brother for that. But to move on, we come to find out that there was a war in heaven. Hasatan and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. And Michael kicked them out of heaven. But this war, we come to find out that this war was way before the earth. I mean, way before mankind was on the earth. This started way before. But as we go through the scriptures, we may read and we might not understand that. I'm not talking about this today. When Yahushua said he saw Hillel, Hasatan, Satan kicked out of the kingdom, he was talking about before man, before Adam and Eve was on earth. We read in Revelation, Hazan, that he is angry. He's mad. He's mad with mankind, that the scripture says, woe to the earth and its inhabitants, because the devil come down with great wrath, knowing that he had but a short time. So we come to find that out last week through the scriptures. You know, and today we're just going to continue on from that. But we're going to move. This right here took us right on into the next one, which we read last week. We read last week, but at the forefront, let's remember this, choice. We're going to talk about choice tonight. Keep that at the forefront. Because as I was riding down and as I was seeing my brothers and sisters out there and having a conversation with Abba and asking why we got to live in such horrific ways, you know, because coming all the way down, you just look at the city, it like a trash heap out there, both sides, you know, and then riding all the way downtown to this Lexington Market and through that way, it's the same thing. I've seen grass come up to my knees on concrete. I'm like, ain't even no grass over there. I mean, how a patch of grass growing out of concrete? The city ain't coming around and cutting this grass off the concrete. Trash all over the place. I go up Calvert Street. You're going up Calvert Street and total different story. But still in the city of Baltimore. Still in the city of Baltimore, clean. Get around there, come down 25th, shoot up Green Mount. Whoa, back in the trash. I begin, why must Israel live like that? Why must Israel live like that? Why must we behave the way we behave? You know, and other thoughts was coming to my mind, but we're not going to talk about that. That's between me and Abba. If you want me to share, I will. Y'all know your brother. Your brother can't hold water when it comes to Abba's word. I love sharing it. But let's get into tonight's lesson and keep choice at the forefront of your mind. Keep that. Because just like nobody ain't going to be able to read that. Brother Shabbat, let me get off of it. Once I finish this right here, Haki, we're going to go and get down with all those texts that I've been getting. I know you got some word in your mind. You on fire. The word is up in you. You're just ready to give that word out. So hallelujah to the Ruach that's on you, that Abba put on you. But we're going to go to the opening scripture. We're reading out of the King James tonight, family. King James, when we will be going into the book of Enoch tonight. So hopefully you got your Apocrypha or your book of Enoch ready. For those who don't, you can probably just go online and Google it. And it'll come up and you can follow the lesson. But the opening scripture was my mantra, Yahweh's mantra. So this one is Romans 7:14. Romans 15:4. We will be going to Romans 7:14 right after this. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Might have hope. And that's one of the things that you see when I was riding through the hopelessness. You know, it's just hopelessness. Then you know you got the evil one, he's whispering in your mind and just ain't no need you going out there, man. They ain't trying to hear the word of Yahweh. Ain't no need trying to go out there and talk to them people. They're not trying to hear that. But Yahweh, he always have a counter. And no matter what that old serpent called the devil do, I will always have a counter. When you was out there one time, brother, you was the same place. If I wouldn't have come through, you'd probably still be out there. We don't know where you would have been at right now. I know I didn't use, but I know for sure I did the other. I was part of the problem out there. I was a seller. Love the street life. Love being slick, hat cocked to the side, and gold in my mouth. Y'all can see the old pictures. Whoa, that's you. Yeah, what? But Abba. That was you thinking you out slicking the system, not knowing that you were part of the system. Being drawn in by Hasatan's system, drawn in from him. But their minds is in our minds thought we was out slicking the system, not knowing that we very much part of the system, very much a part of it, and that the system has a plan. Come to find out that there's no confusion in the sense of what the enemy is doing. There's only confusion for those who don't know what he's doing. But everything out there is organized. It is a plan. It's not just done just for happenstance. It is a plan. It is a methodical plan that has been moving through the centuries. Moving through. And Yahweh gave us a snippet of that when he gave Danael the four kingdoms. That this methodical plan, we're just going to keep moving through the centuries, the generations. And that's, go back to Hazan, Revelation, that old serpent called the devil, who's been cast down to the earth with great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time. He has a plan. Although we won't find out that it's still a part of Yahweh's plan, he is deceived. Even he is deceived. So let's go over back a few scriptures and go to Romans 7:14 to get a thought. We started on this thought last week. For we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. But we know that the Torah, for we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am carnal. You know, Brother Shaul, Brother Paul, is giving the reader in those a thought. He's trying to connect something. But look, I'm going to need you to move away from your carnality. I'm going to need you, Yahweh is giving a thought rather, to get to this spiritual level right here, to get some understanding. What is that old saying Rabbi was bringing out? Kane Bina, get understanding. Let's move on. Let's go back into Bereshit, Genesis 25, and let's get another prophecy. And let's move on from that. Starting 25, starting at chapter 22, family. Only two out of this one. We just want to get this one thought out of these two as we move through the word of Yahweh and as he take us on this journey to build a point to show us choice. It's all about choice. And the children, my friend, let me read 23, get the fourth part, 21. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife because she was barren, and Yahweh was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And what we want to build off of is these two nations. We want to continue from where we left off last week with these enmity against Satan's seed and against Yahushua's seed, the woman's seed, but we know and understand is Yahushua. And everybody falls under the banner of Yahushua. Everybody has become his seed, male or female. So we want to build off of that. And the question is, why is it two nations in her womb? He didn't say, hey, you know, they're kicking around. They all right. But this thing had to be happening often. I'm quite sure if a woman had twins that they kick and they're trying to get room. But two nations, Abba said, is fighting in her womb. And thing is, remember, Romans 7:14, spiritually, what is this womb? The womb is the world. We're going to see that a little later in the scripture. But the womb is the world, and two manner of people, two kinds of people are going to come out of her womb. They'll build it on what we talked about last week. The righteous seed. So we already know what manner of people is going to come out. A righteous seed and a wicked seed. The question is, Abba, you control everything. Why not take charge of that? Let's go back to the garden. To when the first time Adam and Hawa was, why not come move in and take charge of that? No, stop. Don't you eat that. Like you said to Abraham when he was about to go up there and sacrifice his son. Oh, give that hand, Abraham. Move then, Abba. Choice. We're moving towards choice, and we're going to see. We're going to see. Let's go to another scripture to build. Let's continue to build this thought on choice. And the world is the womb of the good seed and the bad seed. So let's go to Matityahu chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 24. We're going to go to verse 24 to 30. Could have read the whole chapter, but that's not what I wanted. In your spare time, just let's go read the whole chapter. Another parable. Another parable put forth unto them. He put forth unto them. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth the fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field, from whence thou then have it tares? Excuse me, Sam. He said unto them, An enemy have done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, also the wheat with them. Okay, let's just continue to read. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And in your spare time, you can continue to read that again. We're in this world system. Let's see the whole thing, family. Let's see the righteous seed and the wicked seed. Abba is allowing them to grow together in this wheat, in this world system. Because again, we can still ask the question, why not just separate us, Abba? Why not just get rid of all the wicked and all those who do not want to serve you? Why not get rid of that? Some may think that. I hope not. Because that means we're not able to look at ourselves and see where we came from, that we can go back and help. Let's drop down to 36, same chapter. He wants to drop down to 36. Now he's about to give an explanation. To 43, I'm going to be reading for those who are taking notes. Then Yahushua said, sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares of the children of the wicked one. Again, right there. See what we talk about. These two nations, these two kinds of people in the womb. together, struggling, fighting. To rule. But what did Yahushua say? The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares of the children of the wicked one. Even Yahushua understood that concept. Back to Bereshit, Genesis 3:15, that prophecy. There's going to be a righteous seed, there's going to be a wicked seed. The enemy that sown them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered unto a bundle, are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. Amen. Shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who have ears to hear, let them hear. You know what? We read this. I read this a million times, but I just saw. Let's move back up to 41 and read this again, because there have been several lessons that came out, and that the word do say that. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. We just read that in right now that there's the unrighteous and there's the righteous. But he said when he come back, it's going to be his kingdom. So right now, the mirage, there is a counterfeit. We are living in the kingdom of Yahushua. Right now, he allowed Hasatan to get his kids and gather. Again, let's continue to go with the story that Abba has laid down and question again. Why? Why must we be in this struggle in this kingdom? Why must we be in this iniquity? Choice. Let's read. Let's continue to read. Continue to build. And get this thought out of Yeshayahu, Isaiah 45, 5 and 7. I began this thought a while back, and I got a chance to talk to my Okoti about it, my Ak about it, a couple of my Akeem about it. Which is a misconception that's in the world. And the misconception is that Hasatan is a rogue agent. You know, he's a rogue angel that's running around, and he is equal and opposite to Abba. When we come and understand that he's no rogue angel, he's not running around doing anything on his own. Still a servant of the Most High. Scripture says in the book of Hebrews, I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, that it says, the devil believes and trembles. Bad misconception. And again, why have the world believing that Hasatan has anything over you? Or equal to you. Anything. That he can run and do anything he wants to do. That he even came to have followers. You got people out here outright calling themselves Luciferian or Satanists. Outright. Some of the ones who are blinded to being his children. But they call themselves outright Luciferians and Satanists. Why? Yes, Yahweh 45, starting at 5. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, I guided thee, not known me. Though that thou hast not known me, I wish I'd get rid of that word for me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I form the light and create the darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Abba, why? Why create good? Why create evil? We read last week that Hasatan made a challenge to the Father. That he wasn't satisfied with the position he had. He wanted to be right there beside him, his equal. He wasn't satisfied. So he got him kicked out. But I would say, I created the good and the evil. There is no other mighty one. There is no other creator by me. Another one, rhetorical. How did man get smack dead in the middle of this conflict between good and evil, between somebody wanting to be selfish and put their throne beside the Most High God? How did we get put smack dead in the middle of it? Well, let's move on, though. Let's continue to build on the thought. And again, the answer was already given. But we're going to get down there to the end and see. So let's go to the book of Enoch. And let's read, continue the reading about the heavens. The book of Enoch, we got two chapters to read in Enoch, and it's the chapter 8 in the book of Enoch, and the chapter 15 in the book of Enoch. And in the, whatever way Abba Yah leads you, brother Ahav, but in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah. Amen. Woo! Book of Enoch gives you some answers. All right, family. All right. Chapter 8. I'm going to tear this up. Y'all can just bear with me. Moreover, Azrael, to make swords. And now, for those who don't know, let's give a little bit brief overview of this, of the book of Enoch. Right now, Enoch is in the vision, and the Most High is giving him of what the watchers did. Because as the song came on about Yahweh have set watchers on our housetops or Jerusalem or in Jerusalem, before that, everything is a copy of the heavens. He set watchers, and they still are watchers over top of the earth. But these watchers, this group of watchers, was the first to come down and supposed to teach men things, secrets, not all the secrets of the heavens, but teach men how to be able to operate in this world system. And we're going to read some things about what these watchers did. But if you go back and get the whole story of the watchers, that they came and they fornicated with all the women. So they are being punished right now for the deeds that they've done. Just to give a little overview for those who did not know. Rabbi always said, you teach as if there is a two-year-old in the audience, and you want everybody to get understanding. Moreover, Azrael taught men to make swords, knives, shields, breastplate, the fabrication of mirrors, and the workmanship of bracelets and ornaments, the use of paint, the beautifying of the eyebrows, the use of stone. You know what, though? I'm sorry, because I ain't going to pick on y'all. But y'all done took that to another level with these 4-inch eyebrows, walking around like you got sure enough windshield wipers on your eyes. And you know that's our sisters walking around with these 4-inch eyebrows so long they hit you in your face before you get to them. The beautifying of eyebrows, the use of stones of every valuable, and the select kind, and of all sorts of dyes, so that the world became altered. Listen to that. Abba's kids, the Malachim, altered the world. And we not, and let's get this point out here too. This not even talking about Satan and the angels that he took out of heaven, the angels that revolted up in heaven. This is a whole different group right here. Impurity increased, fornication multiplied, and they transgressed and corrupted all their ways. Amaziah taught all the sorcery and dividers of roots. Amaziah taught the solution of sorcery. Ba-Kayal taught the observance of the stars. Akibil taught signs. Tamiel taught astronomy. And Azradal taught the motion of the moon. And men, being destroyed, cried out, and their voice reached to heaven. But let's listen. All, majority of these, not all of them, some of these new inventions that man coming up with, some of the stuff that man is doing, now we get an understanding of how they are doing these things. Because Hallel, Hasatan, learned from these over here. You know what? We can trick man. We can fool man, and we can teach man. And being, amen. And Azrael taught the motion of the moon. And men being destroyed cried out, and their voice reached to heaven. So again, we're learning what happened. The watchers that were supposed to come down and teach men the righteous thing, they taught men wrong things. Now, some of those were secrets, sorcery, astronomy, and stuff like that, these things of the heavens. But we just gave them these names, and we made it bad. But all that, Rabbi, I always say, all knowledge, all understanding comes from Yah. Scripture just said man became corrupted. So let's move on to 15, and let's see a little bit further in this story. Then addressing me, now the story has changed. He's talking directly to Enoch. Then addressing me, he spoke and said, "Hear, neither be afraid, O righteous Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. Go, say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to pray for them. You ought to pray for men and not men for you. Wherefore have you forsaken the lofty and holy heaven, which endures forever, and have lain with women, and have defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, have taken to yourselves wives, have acted like the sons of the earth, and have begotten an imperious offspring. You have been spiritual. You being spiritual, holy, and possessing a life which is eternal, have polluted yourself with women, and have begotten in carnal blood." Listen to how Abba talks to him. And this is coming from a disappointed father. You know, you give your child everything, and they turn around and steal from you. That's a disappointed mother, a disappointed parent, because you showered them with love. They live in luxury. They live in good. They still turn around. The disappointment. Just trying to show the disappointment and the feeling that Abba has, that you can feel in his word towards his son. I'll start again. You read that whole thing, the whole thought again. Then addressing me, he spoke and said, "Hear, neither be afraid, O righteous Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and go hear my voice. Go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to pray for them, you ought to pray for men and not men for you. You are the big brother. You are the one that was here eons, thousands of years before them. We don't know exactly the time. Before them. How was it that you asking a man to pray for you? Fire. How are you asking a man to pray for you? You should be praying for them. You the big brother. You're the oldest. Only that. Nothing held back from you. There's no barriers between me and you. This flesh. The firmament. This world system. It's a barrier. Our sin. It's barriers. There's no barriers up there for them. There's nothing holding them back. Nothing. Nothing is withheld from them. Although they all have jobs, but there's still no barriers. We here on this earth has barriers. We who are made of pure dirt, of the dust of the earth, scripture says, and you're going to talk to him. You're going to ask him to pray for you. You feel the disappointment in Abba. That was a question, you know, I had in the week that I was thinking about this and meditating and talking to Abba. Do Abba have more love for the angels? Or do we have more love for man? Is there a difference of his love from them and us? You know, that's a question that came across my mind as I was reading this early in the week. Is there a difference? You know what? No. There's no difference in his love for them and for us. There's none. We learned that from the scriptures. Now, there is a position. There's a difference in position, but there's no difference in his love for us and for them. We know our brother that was on the island of Patmos, Brother John, Brother Yaconin. He tried to bow down to Amalekim, and hey, I'm a servant. I'm thy fellow brother. Don't you do that. We brothers. And that's right. I just understand I'm the big brother. You the little brother. I understand I'm pure power. You trying to get to pure power. You have a boundary. You have that flesh on you. But if Abba was to remove that, you will be like me in the spirit. You have boundaries. It's a thought that came across my mind. Maybe we and the brother, we could chop that up a little later. And it's building on it. Wherefore have you forsaken the lofty and holy heaven, which endures forever, and have lain with women, and have defiled yourself with the daughters of men. Taken to yourselves wives, have acted like the sons of the earth, and have begotten an imperious offspring. You being spiritual, holy, and possessing a life which is eternal, yourselves with women, and have begotten in carnal blood, have lusted in the blood of men, and have done as those who are flesh and know in blood do. These, however, die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives that they may cohabit with them. Now you understand. I didn't give y'all wives because y'all are eternal. But I gave them wives so they can cohabit with one another while we in this realm right here. Therefore have I given them wives that they might cohabit with them, that sons might be born of them, and that this might be transacted upon earth. But you, from the beginning, were made spiritual, possessing a life which is eternal, and not subject to death forever. Therefore have I made not wise for you, because being spiritual, your dwelling is in the heaven. Now, the giants who have been born of spirit and of flesh shall be called upon the earth evil spirits, and on earth shall be their inhabitation. Evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh, because they were created from above, from the holy watchers, which their beginning, primary foundation. Evil spirits shall they be upon the earth, and the spirit of the wicked shall they be called. The habitation of the spirits of heaven shall be in heaven, but upon the earth shall be the habitation of the transgressional spirits, excuse me, who are born on earth. The spirits of giants shall be like clouds, which shall oppress, corrupt, fall, contend, and bruise upon earth. They shall cause lamentation. No food shall they eat, and they shall be thirsty. They shall be concealed, and shall not one rise up against the sons of men and against women, for they come for during the days of slaughter and destruction. Let me go back and get this thought as we read that. We move on to this. 8 and 9, for me. This is the thought. This is the thought that continues with the thought we've been reading this week and last week. Now, the giant who have been born of spirit and of flesh shall be called upon earth evil spirits. Evil spirits on the earth. Again, family, we talked about this when we read in the book of Enoch, that there is a difference between a demon and they are not a fallen angel. They are not the same. They are not the same. Although they are energy, these evil spirits, these demons, they do not have the same energy of or the same spirit of a fallen angel. If you ever been, if we read, and this is only from, because I have not ever been, and I think that I never was, that when the angels came upon Danael and the men shook like they was dead from the power that they displayed, the same thing with Brother Shaul when the angels came, but we got several examples in the scriptures that angels come with power. Several. Abba did not strip these angels, these fallen angels, of their power. So thank Abba that you never came in contact with fallen angels. What Abba just said and what he just told us, what we're continuing the story is, the job of these fallen angels, their offspring, they are evil spirits on the land. When you say evil spirits, then you say demons, that's them. When they're the ones that's terrorizing men, that's their job, to terrorize men. As we going back and forth through the story and go back to part one or the introduction when Yahushua told the disciples, hey, man, that's nothing. That's nothing. You got power over evil spirits. You talking about these right here. These evil spirits right here. That's nothing. That's their job. Who I am. Those demons and everything, that's a small thing. But to us, because they are made of the heaven and of the earth, they come from them, and Abba will not allow them to come in the heaven to rest. He gave them a job. Y'all terrorize man down there on earth. Y'all can't come up here. Y'all have no rest. Y'all job is to terrorize man. And for those who have or may have saw, you see that black mist. I know I was there one time before. Oh, Name Yahushua, you got to get up out of here. Mm-mm. You felt that thing laying on you, trying to get on you one time before. Hey, especially when you first come in and they start showing themselves because they want to make you scared. But you talk to somebody who's been in it for a while, like I had to go and talk to my rabbis. And they were, oh, they just want to make you scared. You got the power over them. You just got to stand in that power. But I tell y'all, I got me one time. Scared me real good. I know y'all heard the story before, so I ain't got to repeat it. And I had to tell Rabbi Gershom and Daniel about that one. And but somebody sent you a demon. Somebody sent that to you. So that's how mankind, they got them secrets, able to control these demons right here and send them. He said, if they can't do what they sent out to do, they coming back to send it. What that thing, return the sender, that's what they do. So you see these magicians, yeah, they're using these things. They're using these unclean spirits. They're using them, these demons. All right, let me get back to where I was. And they went off on a tear. Now the giant who had been born of spirit and of flesh shall be called upon earth evil spirits, and on earth shall be their habitation. Evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh, because they were created from above, from the holy watchers was their beginning, and primary foundation, evil spirits shall they be upon earth, and the spirits of the wicked shall they be called. The habitation of the spirits of heaven shall be in heaven, but the earth shall be the habitation of the transsexual spirits who are born on earth. So hey, we got two fronts that we're fighting on, family, that mankind is fighting on. And it all boils down to choice. Two fronts. You got the unclean, you got Hasatan and his minion, and you got these evil spirits, the fallen angels, the demons, that's whispers in our ear, that sometimes come and dwell with us, that moves in with the quickness. That's why we got a saying here in Bet Yahweh, guard your gates, because they move through those gates. The senses. We're going back to two more scriptures, family. And let's move to, that's the book of Shemot. We want to see the exact same story. Remember, for we know that the Torah is spiritual, Romans 7:14. We want to see the exact same story, good and evil, and Yahweh is using the evil. He is using that to prove to us, I got power over that. That's nothing. I have power over that. And we done read this story probably many times. Let's go to Shemot 14 and read the whole chapter, family. But remember, we know that the Torah is spiritual. And Yahweh to Moses saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp at Pit Haroth, and between Migdol and the sea, and over against Baal Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. Now, if you go back to and look up, Pi Haki between Migdol, these are two places in Egypt. The children of Israel are still in Egypt, and they are right before this false god. Why are you saying we're still in Egypt, and this false god is right in front of us? Why? Well, why was, and if you go and dig a little deep, this Migdol, it talks about the straits. Rabbi brought this out years ago, I believe it's in the archive, what Mitzrayim, Egypt point to, the double straits, these double strings, these two things that's holding us. So get the thought. Why did Abba stop us there? And why did he put this false deity right in front of us? For Pharaoh will say unto the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness have shut them in. Because he's building. He's doing something. He's setting the enemy up, and he also is building faith in his kids. And we know who Pharaoh pointed. Scripture calls him the great dragon. And we already know what the scripture say about Satan, that great dragon. But the scripture also says Pharaoh is a great dragon. So right now we're talking about he points to Hasatan, Allah, Satan. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, may know that I am Yahweh. So we see this. You know how Lao sees this. He's like, and it had to be one of them like, man, you set me up. No, you set yourself up. You chose the wrong thing. And it was told to the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out in high hand, but the Egyptians pursued after them, and all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea, by Pi-Hahiroth, but before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto Yahweh. And they said unto Moses, because there was no grave in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt treacherous with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Listen to that. Listen to that. Remember, Abba is setting all this up because what he wants to see, what's in the heart of Israel? How are they going to, when trouble come upon them, is they still going to trust me or are they going to choose something else? Choose me and follow after me or they choose something else? That we're talking about today. Bringing that up now. The troubles of this world is going to come. Are you going to choose Yahweh? This world. Because remember, he is setting this all up. Hard and Pharaoh's heart. I make good and evil. I do all that. But are you going to make the choice, Yahweh I live, Yahweh I die for? Calamities all around us right now. But Abba is laying out a plan for us. He is showing us. He has given us word that we be able to easily go through the wilderness. But what are we going to do, Israel? Who are we going to choose when things tighten up just a little more? And remember, he already told us they're going to get worse. Already noticed that it's going to get worse, Israel. But remember, who is setting it up? Because I'm going to give the world a choice too. I want them to choose me too. But those who already took hold of my covenant, is it not just the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And that's how a lot of us feel. A lot of our people feel that way. I don't want to serve no creator right now. I want to live how I want to live. People, everybody feel like, I don't want to serve God right now. Thinking about Black Lives Matter. So I shared the video the other day about Black Lives Matter. And we know that it's saying the wrong name, but we know it ain't about them. It ain't about JC. Your Jesus. They chanting this as they're walking down the street. That's the creator. That's how they truly feel. Jesus is God. The creator. He is the one who gave life. But they don't understand that's the false deity. But in their mind, they feel that way about Abba. Live how I want to live. I want to be free to live any way I choose to live, not knowing that you don't have a... The enemy did not give you a choice. The way he wants you, he wants you to live. Abba is showing I'm giving you a choice. They don't understand it. Yahweh shall fight for you. Hold on, I missed something. 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will show today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Yahweh shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Do we believe that? Do we believe he has a plan for us? Do we believe that he is orchestrating everything, the good and the evil? He is the creator. It is all according to his will. Do we believe he is the one guiding everything? Without him, there's no evil without him. And that may sound strange to somebody who have not heard that. But hopefully, while we've been going through these scriptures and showing from the word that he said, I am the one to eat the good and the evil, the light and the dark. It's me. It's all me. Yahweh shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And Yahweh said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they may go forward. And that's something to his leaders right there. Look how he talked to his leaders. What we seeing that, and how Yahweh talking to his leader, Moshe, at this time. Don't you come crying to me about what you should be doing down there. If you connected to me, you should know what you should be doing. You power. Don't cry to me about something that's terrorizing you, sleeping and all that, when I gave you power. Understand? We even have to learn a lesson. Those that are in charge have to learn a lesson. So we get smacked until we get back in line. And we, at that time, Abba removes his hand and allow that unclean spirit, that demon, to have his way with him. Now, what are you telling Moshe? What you crying to me for? Moshe looking like, I don't know what to do. These people about to kill me. What you crying to me? You cry to me? Stay and do what I ask you to do. You stand strong in the face of the people. And Yahweh said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get more honor upon Pharaoh and upon all the hosts, upon his chariot and upon his horsemen. Hmm? Hold up, though. Who is that? Somebody wanted to raise their throne just beside his. Somebody put forth a challenge that he's just as good. If I was running this show, I'm just as good as you. Okay. Go ahead down there. I'll let you get ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead down there. Corrupt man. I don't care. Go ahead down there. You do what you got to do. And I'm going to show you how to do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you my knowledge to show you how to corrupt man. To help you. To keep in your mind that you got anything to do with me. So what did he say? What did he just say? 17 again. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, the fallen angels. And they shall follow them. And I will get honor upon Hasatan Halel. I will get honor among you. It's spiritual. I will get honor. This is Apple. I'm scared. Don't worry, but I didn't even vote y'all, really. Somebody made a challenge to me. All the goodness I got, I'll give it to y'all. I want to give it to y'all. I lost a third of my kids and a couple more. I won't replace that. I'm going to replace my family. I just want to know that you love me the way I'm going to love you, the way I'm going to give you. I want to know that. Is you going to be there for me the way I'm there for you? You're going to become my child or Hillel's child, Satan's child, the devil's child. 18. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I have gotten honor upon Pharaoh and upon the chariot and upon his horsemen. And the angel of Yah, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their feet and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back, and a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch Yahweh looked unto the host of the Mitzrayim through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drove them heavily. So the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. What did he say? Resist the devil and he shall flee. He told us that already. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. This represent those one things first, those fallen angels. Resist them, and they shall flee away from you. For Yahweh frighteth, and Yahweh said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned upon his strength. When the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. And there remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were all a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. And Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which Yahweh did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh and believed Yahweh and his servant Moshe. He believed in Yahweh. What did he say? Believe in my prophet. You should prosper. Believe in him. Believe his word. Let his word be that lamp unto our feet and the light to our path. Let that be that. Because right now we are in the wilderness. The wilderness, Israel. And it's about choice. It's about choice. No, every choice is not going to condemn you to the pits. But the bad choices, you will suffer consequences. You will be chastised. You will get a lesson out of it, whether good or bad. Because that's how our Father operates. Because he do not want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. My last choice, scripture family, and we're going to Deuteronomy 30. That is Deuteronomy 30 for those who don't know. 15 and 16. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh, thy mighty one, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh, thy mighty one, shall bless thee in the land, whether thou goest, wherever you at in this world system, choose Yahweh, and Yahweh will bless you for that. No matter what's the times going on in this world, how the world is acting, choose Yahweh. The world have you thinking and have believers thinking that trying to be holy is a bad thing. They didn't make that out of a bad word. Oh, even other believers who don't even understand it. Oh, you think you righteous. You think you holy than thou. You holier than thou. You get people say that to you all the time. And here's what you got to tell them. No, I'm not trying to be holy. Because you misconstrued the word. You don't understand the word. Let me take you back to what the Hebrew says to the Hebrew. What it says. Kodesh. I'm trying to live separate from this world system. It ain't about being holy. So you just watered down the word. I want to be separate from this world system. That's how I want to live. Understand the word. They didn't mess the word up in this English. They didn't tore it up. That's why we hear that Yahweh, we often go back to the Hebrew. We often use the Hebrew name because that is concrete, sustainable there. This English, ooh, nothing. Abstract. But Yahweh used it to teach us. So there's something there. And that is the end of today's lesson, family. Let me get back to you. I feel like I'm going to marathon. Moving around to the closing blessing. We will be able to continue. And pray for your brother, Ariel. Pray for your brother. That way that I can have more fighting on behalf of me. This prayer is going up because in the next week alone, I'm going to have three teachings within the Friday, that Saturday, and that Monday, three in a row, our will be done. Our brother just, he also said, you know what, brother, you're going to be teaching majority of the feast days. On the feast day, you're going to be teaching. Our will be done. Abba will be done. And he said, you know how Abba is orchestrating things? Brother Harvell, he broke that down. You know Brother Harvell, and his tour portion tomorrow, and he got Yom Teruah, and you next week, you got to teach that Sabbath, and you still got to, and then you rally falls, and there you are. So, wow. Brother Mario, manifestation, revealing things. Abba revealing to the brother, showing him. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh. Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Abba Yah, worship today. Thank you for your Shabbat, Father. Thank you for your weekly Shabbat, your weekly rest. Thank you for your holy season, your set apart season, Father, that came in tonight also. Start this, may all those who listen to the sound of my voice, hear your spirit thought, and your spirit go and put your word where it needs to be put for each and every soul, Father. I ask and pray for your morays, Father, that you continue to strengthen them, Father, for their households, Father, that it be shalom throughout their households, Father. Father, if we know that the adversary this time of year, he amps up. Now we know, understand that, hey, you allow him to amp up. To get us off track. No. Bless the Moray tomorrow, Brother Harvell, Father, who has a double portion within your double Shabbat. Bless him. Keep his mind at Shalom. Keep his house in Shalom, Father. Feed him with your Ruach. Give him your Holy Spirit, Father. Your set apart spirit, excuse me. For all of Yaladid, all the children. All the Akotis, all the Emas, all the mothers, all the sisters, all the Zakins, the elders. Give them shalom, Father. Touch them. Fill them. Separate them, Father. Continue to bring us to your bosom. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael.
Royalty, royalty, power to the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something. Looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt saying we do something we don't. Hurting people saying we do things that we won't. Whooping sheets closing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people. Who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people. Royal priesthood. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous sun. Do you know who you are? Royalty, yeah. Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Would you let them call you those things? if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper? If you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king. Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you. But they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2 and 6 are blessed for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark. Called out into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Chosen people.